You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
We're starting a new teaching series today over the next 3 weeks, and it is a teaching series called The Way to Go. Because there's moments in all of our life where we don't know which way to go. And sometimes our hearts and our minds are saying, if somebody would only just give me some clear direction. If I could just get that word, if I could just see that picture so clearly, then maybe I would have the answer. Maybe I would have the solution to know which way to go. But today, for all of us, there's an incredible promise and truth that we can stand on as believers in Jesus Christ. And we stand upon the truth that God will always show us the way to go. That God is a God of direction. God is a God of clarity and truth. And He always wants to give you ideas. He always wants to give you possibilities and journeys that He can take you on to lead your heart, to lead your mind, to lead your family, to lead your issues, to lead your situations into all truth. And that's the promise of our God this morning, that as you come into relationship with Him, He's going to give you the ability to hear what you can't hear in the natural. He's going to give you the ability to see what you can't see by the natural, because the Holy Spirit wants to speak perfect clarity and truth into your life to lead you so you know which way to go. This morning it is Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday means this is when believers received the Holy Spirit. And just as Jesus had heard from the Spirit of God, now too they were getting the same promise, that just as He heard clearly, now too as disciples that they could hear clearly. But this is the exciting news, that the promise didn't just stop at the disciples. It didn't just stop 2,000 years ago when they walked with Him. That promise is just as real, is just as true as us for today, that we can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit with the same ability to hear as Jesus heard, the same ability to see as Jesus saw. You as believers in Jesus Christ can have that same ability to see and hear this morning. And if you are not walking with Jesus, if you don't have a relationship with Him today, we're going to give you the opportunity to invite Jesus into your heart, because He wants to make your heart His home, which gives you the ability to see and to hear like you could never do in the natural, because He wants to show you the way to go. It's a lie. It's leaving a way to truth. It's being guided to a way of His love and restoration. You know, when Jesus had died on the cross, when He had risen from the grave 3 days later, I love one of the first things that He did, He went to gather His disciples. This same group of men that had walked with Him, that had witnessed His miracles, that had witnessed His saving power. These men, these are the first things that Jesus did. He went to gather the ones that He loved. And when Jesus had risen from the grave and discipled and gathered His disciples, His Father had spoken incredible knowledge to Him. And Jesus wanted to share this incredible knowledge that the Father had imparted to Him with these men. Knowledge that would navigate their lives to a journey where they could never have taken themselves. And He spoke to them, Jesus, to His disciples, don't leave yet. I want you to stay here, don't depart, but I want you to wait for the promise that My Father has spoken to Me about and now wants to impart into your lives. And this promise that I want you to wait for is the Holy Spirit. I'm going to depart from this world, but you're not going to be left alone. You're not going to be forsaken, but the Holy Spirit, someone just like Me, is going to come into your heart and make your heart His home. This promise was the Spirit of God would come, and that day was Pentecost, not just to dwell among them like Jesus had, but to dwell within them in their hearts. That means that if I just saw Jesus 2,000 years ago, I would have to follow Him around. I would have to be in close proximity to hear his voice and to see what he could do. But now what Jesus is saying to the disciples, if we were to go miles from each other, you wouldn't be able to see me. You wouldn't be able to hear my voice. So the Father has made a way that we could no longer be separated. And through the Holy Spirit now living and dwelling and residing, it means that he will walk with you wherever you go, that you can hear him wherever you go, that you can see him no matter what's in front of you. And this is the greatest promise. It is the promise of the Holy Spirit dwelling and residing in your hearts to never leave you, to never forsake you. You will never alone. You carry the Spirit of God. Just as Jesus carried the Spirit of God, you now have the promise and the opportunity to carry all of heaven, to carry all of his miracles, to carry all of his restoration, and that can now dwell within inside of you. Just as Jesus heard from his Father, it was through the Holy Spirit speaking. And now you have the ability to hear the Holy Spirit for yourselves and to be able to have a relationship where he walks and talks with you daily. Today, the Father's desire and purpose is that we would hear his voice clearly. Through an incredible relationship with the Holy Spirit, you have this same promise of the Father speaking to you, guiding you and revealing to go on this journey called life. I love what John 14:17 says. This is Jesus speaking, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me. He will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you know him intimately because he remains within you and he will live inside of you. The Holy Spirit shows you the way to go find him, your Savior, your truth. And you have this incredible promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. The Holy Spirit, like Jesus, is our Savior. As the Savior, his role in your life is to protect you, defend you, and save us from ourselves at times and our enemies and keep us whole and healed. He is another of the same kind. Just as you see Jesus demonstrate his love, his compassion, his mercy, his miraculous power for blind eyes to be healed, for people to be set free, the Holy Spirit is just like Jesus, and God is sending the Holy Spirit to us so that we would never be alone. As Jesus is the Savior from guilt of sin, the Holy Spirit is the Savior who saves us from the power of sin by living through us in his fullness. The Holy Spirit is truth this morning. As your Holy Spirit of truth, he is the one who guides and defends and comforts and consoles you. He is your counselor, your advocate, your encourager, your intercessor, and your helper. The Holy Spirit will never leave you nor forsake you. We need to understand that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, our Savior. His name means to end, to finish, to save. It also means the curse. And what a beautiful picture that we stand on the truth of today. The Holy Spirit comes to end the work of the curse of sin in our lives and to save us from its every effect. Everything that the disciples had seen through walking day to day with Jesus was now being made available to them with complete access to God. They saw him as the Savior. They were astounded by the truth and knowledge that Jesus held. They saw Jesus break the curse of sin and death on the cross and was now risen 3 days later by the Spirit of God. So what Jesus is telling them that through the Holy Spirit, we can have the same access to God and his incredible knowledge and power that can transform the lives of people. It can transform everything as we know it. Every time Jesus got a word, it was through the Holy Spirit, and lives were healed, transformed, and set free. And this is the same incredible promise that we have today, that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, wants to be made available to come into your heart, to make its home. That you have the ability to hear what God in heaven is saying. God, who created the heavens and earth, wants to communicate with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to give you truth. He wants to give you clarity. And with every challenge and issue that I have faced and continue to face, I need the truth of God. I need the truth of a Savior who has my best interest and my lives of my children at His heart. And that's the incredible promise and truth of the Holy Spirit this morning. I don't have to walk alone. My issues don't have to stand alone. My challenges don't have to stand alone. They stand with the Spirit of God, who is the greater authority over every issue that I faced. We have this incredible access. And this is what it looks like. You know, as the disciples were hearing Jesus saying that even though I'm going to leave you, you're not going to be left alone. You've got the Spirit of God. You can imagine what the disciples were thinking. We have this same power. We have this same ability to hear as you heard Jesus, because I remember that day. That day we watched you bring a dead girl back to life. Are you telling me that we have the same access to God to bring things that are dead back to life just through hearing a spoken word from God? And this day was no ordinary day, but it was an ordinary day for Jesus. Him doing miracles, signs, and wonders was what he did, because he kept hearing from his Father in heaven, who wanted to transform the very world that they were walking through. And this day, this funeral procession was going through the town. Everyone was mourning. Everybody was weeping because a daughter, these two parents, their daughter had died. She was in the box and they were carrying her through, mourning and weeping through the city. And Jesus heard in that moment from God, and God spoke through the Holy Spirit and said, "That girl is not dead. That girl is just sleeping. And I want you to go up to her, and I want you to take that dead girl by the hand and lift her up and bring her back to life." And Jesus, upon hearing the words of life, came to that girl and started to look at her and speak over her. And he started praying over her and telling her to come back to life and grabbing her hand. Suddenly he heard the laughing of the mourners and the weepers, and they were laughing at Jesus, saying, "What are you doing? What do you think you can do? What do you think you can say that's going to make a difference? This girl is dead. Don't be disrespectful. Everybody's mourning. Everybody's weeping. Don't get the parents' hopes up. What are you going to do, Jesus, that's different?" And right in that moment, Jesus knew that he was not going on his own authority. He was going on the authority of his Father in heaven, that what his Father in heaven says will always accomplish what it sets out to do. And he took that dead girl's hand by the hand and he lifted her out, and she was put back on her feet again, totally alive, totally restored, and totally set free from death. The disciples witnessed this moment. They witnessed Jesus hearing through the Holy Spirit exactly what to do. Jesus brings dead things back to life. What's dead in your life? What's dead in your situation? What's dead from your past that you need to be brought back to life? Because I know through hearing from the Holy Spirit, those things that you think are dead in the natural are not dead to God. And with one word from God, His authority breaks the power over death and brings dead things back to life. That's the power of the Holy Spirit and what having relationship with Him looks like. You see, his truth didn't come by what he saw in the natural. What he saw in the natural was not guided to the situation. Jesus Christ had the ability to hear from the Holy Spirit what the Father was saying, and that's the same access to the Holy Spirit that we have today. He had a greater authority. He had access to demonstrate life to this lifeless girl. This is the Savior who protects, defends, and saves us from the enemy of death. And he put her back on her feet again to a grieving family, whole and healed. Where does your measure of truth come from? Does it have the power and authority to raise what's dead? Does it have truth that can bring everlasting change and restoration and hope? This truth can change what you can humanly do in the natural to only what God can do in the supernatural, and he wants to do it through you. He wants to bring dead things back to life. He's done it before, so he can do it again, and he wants this for you. He wants to transform your whole life. I remember being in India 20 years ago, and this was all words on a paper, just like it might be to you right now. This is just words on a paper. This doesn't mean anything personally to me. I've heard and I hear what you're saying, that God can restore and transform lives, but I haven't seen it for myself. I found myself in that same position, that same thinking 20 years ago, where it was words on a paper, but it didn't feel real to me. It didn't feel personal. And I remember in India 20 years ago, a blind man, 70 years of age, coming towards me. And they're so desperate. They're so desperate for healing. They're so desperate for restoration. And his heart was aching with this condition of blindness that he grabbed my hand and he put it on his head and said, "Pray for me." Although I couldn't understand him. "Pray for me." And so we prayed for him and we said, "In the name of Jesus, be healed by the Father of God, be healed by the power of God." And I saw it for myself that day. It was no longer words on a paper. It was no longer just sitting in church for 20 years of my life. It became real to me. And I saw the power of God flick his white blind eyes to perfect blue, and he could see. Tell me what God means to a blind man that can now see. And that's the truth that God wants to make personal and real to your life. He brings dead things back to life. And that's the truth that I can stand on today, because it's real to me and it wants to be made real to you this morning. He wants to transform your whole life. He offers you peace that surpasses all your understanding. His truth is filled with power. John 12:49 says it like this. This is Jesus speaking, "For I'm not speaking as someone who is self-appointed, but I speak by the authority of the Father himself, who sent me and who instructed me what to say. And I know that the Father's commands result in eternal life. And that's why I speak the very words I've heard the Spirit of God speak to me." Jesus didn't come with his own words. Today, I don't come with my own words. I come with the Word of God. It is the Word of God that brings power to your lives this morning. And Jesus is saying here, "I'm not speaking on my own words or my own accord or my own authority. I come with the authority and the backing of the kingdom of heaven." You imagine that weight on your words that brings power. It's the weight of God's word that brought this very world into existence. When you speak the word of God, it carries the same weight of that power today. And that is the power and the authority that he would have you to speak in and has given you access to. The Holy Spirit shows us the way to go so that we can hear his thoughts. Imagine that for a second. You can hear the thoughts of God. You can hear the words that God is speaking to you. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, he is communicating God's thoughts to you. The Holy Spirit is a link between our human spirit and the mind of Christ. And we need to understand today that we have the mind of Christ. Over the last couple of weeks, this has become so fresh and real to me again. And I came to understand this in a greater way. My mind had been so overwhelmed with worry for 2 weeks straight. Just completely anxious, completely just overwhelmed and exhausted with worry. And it wasn't necessarily something logical to even worry. But the mind doesn't care about that. It's no respecter of what you want to worry about. And I started to worry to the point it was affecting me physically with incredible just pressure on my chest for 2 weeks straight. And my breathing became quite labored at times, but there's some keys I want to mention through this that I really want you to hear today. Instead of distracting myself from those thoughts, I decided to lean into those thoughts. Because it's so easy when thoughts of worry, when thoughts of anxiousness rise up and begin to take a physical hold over your mind and your body, it's so easy at times to distract yourself. And I want to distract myself so I don't have to think about all that worry. But this time I decided to do something different. Instead of distracting and retracting myself from that worry, I decided to face forward and lean into that worry. Because what I do know is that I have the mind of Christ. And so I started to declare, as much as that worry was remunerating it over me, over and over again, I started remunerating the word back to that worry. And I kept saying to that worry, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. My mind is in a stronghold of God. God has put a fortress around my mind where worry is not going to take hold over me to destroy me. It's touching me. It's challenging me. It's coming upon me physically, but it is not going to win and take its hold completely over me. So I have to declare to worry that I have the mind of Christ, because the mind of Christ does not know worry. The word of God says, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God, and the God of peace will make peace known to you. I needed the peace that surpassed all my understanding and worry to come and flood my mind and take control, because I didn't want my body to physically feel the weight anymore. But you see, the reason why I could start to put the word of God back to that worry is because the Holy Spirit had spoken to me days earlier. You see, that mind of worry, I started to ask the Holy Spirit, and this is what we can do. Holy Spirit, why am I worrying about something so much? Like, it's not even an issue. It's not even logical, and my mind is stuck to it. Why is my mind worrying so much? Why does it always have this effect over me where I feel so struck to the ground that I'm just battling to get back up? And the Holy Spirit said, it's a stronghold over your mind. Every time when your mind wants to worry about something, you have the same pattern of response, because there's a stronghold over your mind. What is a stronghold? It's a way of dealing with something that is opposing to the way God wants you to deal with it. And I started to deal with this mind thought in a natural way, because what the Holy Spirit showed me was that when I was 19, there was a situation that happened in my life that brought such fear and worry because of this situation, that's the way I started to walk in that same situation. And so with this knowledge from the Holy Spirit speaking to me, I realized that this worry is a stronghold, and God has another way, thank you Jesus, to deal with this. Because every time I would worry, and I say this is the right way, I would leak. And so if you can imagine like a plastic bottle with all holes in it, and every time situations would come, it was like the water in the container, because it just didn't have the capacity to get through this worrying by itself. All the water would start to leak out of the holes. And I said, Holy Spirit, I don't have the capacity to deal with this. And every time worry comes, I leak over my children. I leak over my family. I leak over my marriage with the frustration of what I'm feeling. And I don't want to hurt my family. I don't want to hurt my children. I don't want to get frustrated at my children because I can't deal with all the worry inside of me because it's leaking out. And as soon as the Holy Spirit said to me, is that it's a stronghold of your mind, but I've got a new way for you to go. I knew he was giving me a great answer to change my circumstances around. Where this had been a stronghold over my mind, God was giving me his stronghold for my life. And as I started to walk through this saying, I had the mind of Christ, I had the mind of Christ, I could feel it lifting a little bit, but not totally. And I didn't want to say anything to Lee. And I think after 2 weeks, I said to him, because I kept saying to myself, I've got the mind of Christ. I can do this. I can do this. And I wasn't leaking over anybody for the first time. So I thought, I've got this. It'll pass. But I realized it still just had that little last hole. And I had this conversation with Lee on the Monday and said, you know, I just wanted to tell you that I've just been struggling with worry for the last 2 weeks. I know it's not logical. I know it's ridiculous, but it's like my head cannot get off of it. And I've been declaring the word of God over my life, but it's just not lifting totally yet. And he said to me, Naomi, you know that the devil, the Satan, is the accuser of the brethren. He will accuse you of things that you haven't done just to get your mind to worry, to get you in such a fluster that you carry the weight of something that was never yours to carry. And he said, what you need to do is take authority. Remember what Jesus said? I don't come in my own authority. I come with the authority of the weight of heaven. What my situation needed was the weight of heaven to destroy the accuser who was accusing me of something that I had never done. And I took authority, a simple prayer. I just take authority over the enemy right now. It's not shouting. It's not stamping up and down. I know who I am in God. I know the weight that I carry. I carry heaven. I just come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you trying to accuse me, and I just come against you in Jesus' name. What does the Bible say? Resist the devil and he will flee. And from that point on, I was totally set free of that worry, of that anxiousness, over that weight over my body. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Come on. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He doesn't want you to live life with a weight of worry on your chest. He wants you to live freely and lightly so you can move into wide open spaces. In a stronghold, I'm in an isolated spot. With God, I have free access to all, and it's without worry. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do for you today. And I wanted to give you this word. If anybody is dealing with worry or anxiousness today, this is what I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me the other day. When David stood before Goliath, he was standing. But what was the rest of the army doing? The rest of the army had been taunted for days upon days upon days. They were cowardly hiding and isolating themselves because they were so fearful. A stronghold makes you fearful. A stronghold makes you isolated. When worry and anxiousness takes over, you retreat. But what did David do against that stronghold called Goliath? He stood in front of it and declared who he was in God and who his God was to that giant. And that's the key for your life this morning. If you are facing a giant of worry, if you are facing a giant of anxiousness, whatever the issue is that is facing you this morning, God does not want you to retreat, because you need to know what you have this morning. You have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That's what lives inside of you. And when we stand in our God-given rights and authority, and we start to declare who we are and who God is in our life, that giant has to stand down, because our God is greater. Our God has more power. God has more authority than any other authority in this earth. Do you believe that this morning? You don't have to retreat this morning. You are to stand in front of the enemy and tell him that you are God's child and that you have the authority of heaven to tell that giant, that issue, that worry, that anxiousness to leave in Jesus' name. Wow. Instead of distracting myself from those thoughts, I leant in. We need to take authority over the accuser this morning. So what does this mean for you and I? Through the Holy Spirit, our Savior, you have been given the same access to hearing from God, to see his perspective, which shows you the authority you can take over the issue. What situation are you facing right at this moment that you desperately need to see it another way? What truth do you need this morning The role of the Holy Spirit is to lead you to all truth. Who is Jesus? You can come with anything on your mind and he will make truth known to your heart. God speaks to you through the Holy Spirit, through his word, through prayer, through circumstances, through the church. The Holy Spirit shows us the way to go to find strength and to find truth. You see, when there's a stronghold of worry over you, you have no capacity. That's why you leak out to everybody around you. But when you find who you are in God, you have so much capacity that you won't leak over everybody else, and you will get to the other side of that issue that is trying to stop you in your tracks. Romans 8:26 says it like this, and in a similar way, the Holy Spirit, thank you God, takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for, but the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words, too deep for us to understand. But God is the searcher of the heart. He knows fully our longings. You just have to think about that for a moment. God knows your longings. He hears your heart. He knows your mind. Yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads God before us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. I love what John says, but when the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak his own message, but only what he hears from the Father, and he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. I don't even know what tomorrow is going to hold, but the Holy Spirit is saying here, the Father knows what your tomorrow is going to be, and he wants to reveal that truth to you by his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit shows us the way to go to find relationship. You know, we need to pause to look squarely at the central point here. God's voice and nudges are not part of us learning some spiritual technique. This is all about relationship. This is hearing from God himself into our heart truths. Do you know how many truths I've needed to hear about my children? Do you know how many truths I've needed to hear about my marriage? Do you know how many truths I've needed to hear about you? The way I can love you is not anything that I had experienced or had known how to do 5 years ago. I was a pastor that was scared of the people in the foyer, but the Holy Spirit guided me. The Holy Spirit taught me. The Holy Spirit removed all the things in my life that stopped me from being the person he created to be. And now it is an honor and a joy and a love to love every single one of you. I'm not scared of you anymore, but I love you. You need a pastor who can love you, not be scared of the foyer. I used to say to God, have you got the right person? I'm not sure if you've got the right person. You see, because mental health is an issue of my life, but it's not a stronghold. Come on. It's not a stronghold in my life. It's an assessment, but it's not a stronghold. Because the Holy Spirit has completely transformed my mind, transformed my emotions, transformed my heart, and that mental health will never ever hold me back. Does it challenge me? Every day. But it is not a stronghold in my life because of the Holy Spirit. How dear is the Holy Spirit to me? Come on. My marriage wouldn't be like it is today without the Holy Spirit. My family would not be like it is. I would not be like I am today without the precious friend who is the Holy Spirit to me. He is my Savior. He is my truth. He is my guide. He is my counselor. He is my encourager. He is my friend. He has revealed so much truth that therapy could never have given me. I love therapy. I'm studying psychology. Clearly, I love it. But the Holy Spirit has given me truth like I've never seen. And I'm completely transformed because of the Holy Spirit. And when I say that you have access to this, I mean it. You have access to truth. You have access to the stronghold of God. That He can have, you can have the mind of Christ through Jesus Christ. It's real. You have access. You have the possibility to have relationship with Him this morning. And it grows and it changes and it just gets better and better and better. We don't always see clearly at times, so He's offering the Holy Spirit a relationship with us with such clear communication filled with wisdom, hope, and assurance. And sometimes this is a thing we don't always see clearly. That's just the truth. We're humans. We have frailties, we have challenges, we have weakness. Things pass, change our perceptions. But with the Holy Spirit, He's going to give you the ability to see clearly like you haven't seen before. The Holy Spirit shows us the way to go to see with clarity. And this is the most beautiful scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:12. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog. Do you ever feel yourself squinting in a fog? Peering through a mist, especially when your children are becoming teenagers. But it won't be long before the weather clears and they move out of home. And the sun will shine so much bright. Lee, my love, we will be alone and the sun will be shining brighter. Oh, dear Jesus. Okay, every parent that's squinting through the fog. We see it all then, see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing Him directly, just as He knows us. I love the Passion Translation. For now we see but a faint reflection of riddles and mysteries. Oh my goodness, so true. As though reflected in a mirror. But one day we will see face to face. My understanding is incomplete now, most times. But one day I will understand everything, just as everything about me has been fully understood. Your God knows you. He knows you before you were born. He knew you before you were born. He was speaking to you before you were born. You know that thing in your heart that searches for what's real or what's out there? That's because you have a distant memory of Him talking with you. And God wants you to hear His voice again. He knows you before you were born. He plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you a future and a hope. And you know, there's this incredible story of this lady. And she was walking down the street and she was shopping. And every time that she walked, every time that she just went day to day in her life, everything was always in black and white. And one day she was shopping and she was, you know, just going through her day and she was thinking, why is everything in black and white? Why is that the only colours that I can see? I feel black and white. I see black and white because there was such a heaviness on her mind. There was such a heaviness on her heart that she carried from a young girl. And what she was carrying was not known to her. But God, through His Spirit, was about to reveal the very stronghold that had taken hold of her mind, that had taken hold of years of her life. And God was about to reveal why it is that she sees only in black and white, not literally, in black and white in her life. Why is it that she's feeling this heaviness? Why is this weight constantly walking around her? And then one day in this moment, as she looked up to heaven, it was literally like the clouds that were black and white split apart and the sun shone through to her, and it was like the stronghold was completely broken off her mind and everything turned into color in that moment. You see, she'd been carrying a stronghold over her mind that made her think in a particular way. But it wasn't the way that God wanted her to think. She didn't think with clarity. She didn't think with freedom. She didn't think with expression, because this stronghold was over her mind, constantly, day to day, carrying this weight. And this weight was self-pity. You see, when she was younger, she wanted to have a sleepover at her friend's. And when she went to ask her dad said no. And she was so mad as a young child. so mad that my dad didn't let me do this. So mad that, you know, Dad, why didn't you just let me go have fun? You're withholding, you're restricting the fun for my life. And there was this constant thought, but you see, this thought had grown and grown and grown into self-pity, until self-pity had taken such a hold, it became such a weight and a stronghold over her mind that she just couldn't think without it. But this day was different when the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, the stronghold over your mind is self-pity, but what I have for you is freedom, a hope, and a bright future. And as she looked up, like I said, those black and white clouds, the sun broke through, and suddenly she could see everything in color. Every weight, every restriction was broken off to her life. And the thing that she started doing, which everybody would have been looking at, she just started dancing in the street. Everybody was shopping, everybody was window looking, and everybody was walking around doing their day. But she was dancing because for 20 years she'd been carrying the weight of the world. For 20 years she'd been carrying so much self-pity, she was never free and never realized life could be free and different. And in this moment, one word from the Holy Spirit telling her what the stronghold was, but also giving her freedom. The Holy Spirit just doesn't tell you what the issue is. He takes your issue and replaces it with freedom, life, and power for your life so that you can walk in the expression of who you really are. Is that what it is for you today? Is there an issue? Is there a challenge in your life where it feels like everything's in black and white? Where it feels like you've got the weight of the world over your life and all you want to do is just be free? It's one word from the Holy Spirit. As you incline your ear to Him, as you lean into Him and say, Holy Spirit, would you just speak to me? Holy Spirit, my ears are open to you because I know the truth of your word is, if I stand, I can declare that my ears will hear a voice and you will be speaking to me. God has your answer this morning. He has your peace this morning. He has your comfort this morning. He has your restoration this morning, because the Spirit of truth wants to come and save what is lost in your life and replace it with the freedom that you were always meant to carry. And Psalm says it like this, but he caught. He reached all the way from the sky to the sea. He pulled me out of that ocean of hate, that enemy chaos, the void in which I was drowning. They hit me when I was down, but God stuck by me. He stood me up on a wide open field. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before Him. When I got my act together, He gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the way He works and I try not to miss a trick. I feel put together and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text in my life when I opened the book of my heart to His eyes. Why? Isaiah says it like this. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, follow it, whether it turns to the right or left. But I love the voice translation, Isaiah 30. It says, your ears will hear sweet words behind you. You think about that dead girl right now in that coffin, as the parents were around the dead girl and Jesus was saying the sweetest words that could ever be heard by a parent with a dead child. Rise up, daughter. Rise up and get out of your sleep. I'm going to put you back on your feet. You can't tell me that they weren't the sweetest words. Those parents grieving and moaning in pain from their child dead were hearing that day. And that's the same sweetness that God wants to bring to every challenge, every issue, every stronghold of your life. Because when there's a stronghold, His words that breaks the power of that stronghold are the sweetest words your life will ever hear. Your ears will hear sweet words behind you. Go this way. There is your path. This is how you should go whenever you must decide whether to turn to the right or to the left. The Holy Spirit shows us the way to hear. The Holy Spirit shows us how to hear His voice so you know the right way to go this morning. You will hear sweet words. It will be filled with direction. You will see the path. You know, life is never going to be free of challenges or storms. But this is the assurance that you have through relationship with the Holy Spirit. You will never be left alone. He will never forsake you this morning. He will be with you. Beautiful Holy Spirit. You know, this morning, you can receive relationship with the Holy Spirit afresh today. Just as we have seen these beautiful people baptized in the water, we can be immersed in the Holy Spirit. This is an experience where we receive His boldness, His confidence, His victory over sin, because we can hear a voice behind us that is full of power, full of His refreshing and renewing power. And this is what it means through us, through a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name that this access to God, the mind of Christ, is the opportunity that you've given to every single believer today, that we can have relationship with the Holy Spirit, that we can hear and see things so clearly because we don't come with our own authority, we come with the authority of God. And because of that, He can make His ways known to us. He can reveal solutions, ideas. He can give us victory. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just with our eyes closed this morning, just for this moment, I'm mindful this morning of the time, but I'm also mindful of the fact that God has been speaking very clearly to our hearts this morning. Whether you're watching online or you're in the room this morning, I don't want you to miss out on this moment. God wants to speak to you. Now, I feel that this morning for many people in this room, there's going to be some rise up to life moments. God's been speaking to you during the message. And as you head out into your week, it's the breath and wind of the Holy Spirit breathing life into you. Rise up moments, direction moments, fullness moments, clarity, power, joy, hope. If you're wrestling with clarity, wrestling with which way am I meant to be pointing right now? I want to run, but which way am I meant to point? The Holy Spirit wants to speak so clearly to you this morning. I'm also mindful of the fact that there's people in this room this morning and watching online who may not know Jesus personally yet. You know, it says in Romans 10 verse 9 that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. That's where the power starts, believing and confessing Jesus. And so if you're in this room this morning, you don't know Him personally. If you're watching online, you don't know Him personally. I want to give you the opportunity to step into a full relationship with God. It's through Jesus. It's through Jesus that we come into relationship with God. If that's you, with everyone's eyes closed, if you're in the room, if you're watching online, on the count of three, I want to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus. And on the count of three, I want you just to lift up your hand and put it back down. If that's you this morning, one, two, respond to Jesus this morning. Respond to His love. Respond to His salvation. Respond to His freedom, His deliverance. Is there anyone that's in the room this morning who say, yeah, that's me. I want all of Jesus. If you're watching at home today, respond to Jesus for you. Put your hand up and put it back down. Say, yes, that's me. I'm responding to Jesus. Just with our eyes closed this morning, I want to encourage all of us, whether your hand's gone up or it hasn't, it's a confessing with our mouth and believing in our heart that really matters. So I'm going to invite everybody to pray a prayer. Pray this prayer after me. Inviting Jesus into your heart to be Lord of your life, to follow Him. Why don't we do that? Pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died on a cross, you were buried, and you rose again the third day for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that God raised you. From this day on, I choose to follow you. I surrender my heart. I repent of my sin and I step into your fullness. In Jesus' name, most powerful prayer that you can pray, that first prayer following Jesus. if you're in the room this morning, you prayed that prayer, but you perhaps didn't put your hand up. On the way out, I want to encourage you. There's a booklet for you to grab on the way out and a Bible if you don't have one. We want to make sure that you start the journey of following Jesus well. If you're online, can I encourage you to go to gc.org.au/first steps. All the information of how to follow Jesus and start that journey. God bless you as you do that. Get in contact with us, fill out the form.